This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No reaction from Todd. Zero. Nada.
Well, sorry to answer a phone call here.
Oh, you're busy.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Is.
He's always busy. He's got stuff going on. What?
I had to reassure folks that if you want to call the show, you have to call 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can text at 701-226-8503, but if you call that number, it's probably going to go to voicemail. If I do grab it, it's probably going to be long enough to let you know, hey, can you call the other number and we'll get you on.
And I will tell you the exact same thing Todd just did, just a tad slower. So you can write these down. Most importantly, put it in your speed dial. Then you never have to say, okay, this number, that number, right? So you just say, you know, what's on your mind? Or you could use the acronym that we do, which is W-O. Y-M. See, then you always say, okay, what's on your mind?
And next time you guys buy a radio station, that should be the call letters for it.
It really should, shouldn't it? I completely agree. 800-228-0550. Heard one the other day that I thought was pretty cool. The Inksteads owned out in Valley City years ago called Candy. Or was it Jamestown? Who's telling me about that? Who's telling me about a radio station in Jamestown that had the call letters Candy? I'd love that. Isn't that cool? Very nice. I think it was Kim Simonson at H2M. It's his fault. He's a radio junkie. He remembers everything. So, Kim, it's all your fault.
I've got a few of those over the years. K-N-D-E, K-N-D-Y.
Candy.
I think we could do a whole show on... I don't know if anybody would be listening by the end of it, but we could do a whole show.
We could.
On
yes,
radio
exactly
station
right.
Names and letters and stuff.
Anyway, 800-228... 0550. That's the toll-free number. Local 701 number, 258-0550. Those are to call us on what's on your mind. To text us on what's on your mind, Todd's 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. No matter what time you're hearing this program, because it's time-shifted sometimes on KLTC, and it's also replayed on K-Fire 550. And so if you're hearing the show at a different time than it aired live, which is between 9 and 11 Central Time every weekday, call this number. We don't want to exclude you. We want your opinions on everything you're hearing, too. You call 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. And then you just push extension 1 and leave a message. You go right there. Christmas music for you today on the program. Trooper Talk is back today on the program. I'm looking forward to that. We sort of got sidetracked a little with a lot of political discussions for the fall, and we're ready for a Trooper Talk, especially with today's weather. Jesse Grabo from the Minnesota Highway Patrol texted me that things have improved a bit. Plows are out. Still a few crashes and spinouts around the district, but I-94 has improved. I'm looking at I-29, and things are cruising along pretty good there north and southbound. So, but there's some snow cover, and it's slick, so be careful. Semis have gone off the road. Cars have gone off the road. Be careful. All right. Here we go. 800-228-0550. Josh in Wahpeton. The name of the show is what again, Todd? Sometimes I forget the name of the show. Todd?
What's on Scott's mind?
No, it's not. No, that's not that. It's not.
I know.
Not why.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Exactly. So you don't get to find out what's on my mind today. I want to know what's on your mind. Okay, first hour is all yours. Kevin, what's the name of the show? Play some more Christmas music. Is that the name of the show?
W-O-Y-M.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
There you go. Daniel, is that what your understanding is the name of the show is? Okay, thank you, Daniel. Appreciate that. Daniel's going to take your call when you call. So let's get to it. Josh in Wahpeton. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Show should be called What's on Josh's Mind, because I got a lot, but I can't really say much of it on radio.
Well, why is that? What does that mean?
Oh, I've just got a lot of stuff pent up inside that probably needs to stay inside, because the thing we got going on in the government and all that, you know. It's like
experts say let it out. Don't bottle it all up inside, so.
Oh, yeah. I love you guys too much. I'll get you in trouble.
Oh, go for it.
We don't want you swearing.
Yeah, don't swear, Todd. We have a dump button. I mean, don't swear, but, you know. But
to Todd's point,
that said, don't bottle it all up, though.
Yes, we want to help you lighten the load a little bit here,
you know,
and just sort of talk the stuff out. So, yeah, what makes you the maddest right now, Josh? What are you most bottled up about?
I'm tired of everybody being on Trump and every little thing he does. Like, he probably ate some Cocoa Puffs this morning for breakfast at 4 a.m., and the next thing you know, he's going to be on methamphetamine because he stays up and does his job better than anybody else has. And it's just, it's over and over and over and over again. And I don't understand how these people can be so dadgum brain dead. I just don't understand it. And there is no understanding. It's seriously dealing with legitimate idiots that have one thing in mind, and that is getting rid of Trump. And it's old. I don't even listen. The only radio station I listen to is 1100 AM, the flag. That's it. I cannot listen to anything else. I'm to the point of frustration that I've never been frustrated like this before.
I hear you, Josh, and I have been in your exact same spot many times. Why do you think he can do nothing right? Why do you think they are doing what they're doing to Donald Trump?
Because for decades and decades, these people have gotten to do what they wanted to do, and now they can't because they don't have a politician in office. They have somebody that actually cares about America and doesn't give a rat's rear end about what other people think about him. And I freaking love it. I love it. You know, I heard the other day that somebody had left a voicemail on the radio station, and they were talking about the wall, and the lady goes, "The Rio Grande. That's all I have to say." Well, guess what? There's like 3,000 people coming over the Rio Grande, swimming through it every day because there's not enough border security. And, I mean, I just don't understand. It's like these people want the immigrants to come here and take our jobs and make America just a filthy, trashy place like 80% of the other, you know, third world countries are. And honestly, you know, if it comes down to it and the Civil War comes, I pray to the sweet baby Jesus that they come to Wapato, North Dakota first, because there is that imaginary red line in my front yard, and I don't miss, and neither does my wife.
Josh, I understand your frustration. I really do. I here's why I take a little bit of solace when they do it. They're worried if Donald Trump remains successful, and by the way, he has been extraordinarily successful, which he put right in Chuck Schumer's face in that meeting the other day. But if he continues to improve the economy, I mean, look at the Democrats. Now, they're cheerleading the economy downward, right? I mean, the stock market takes a dip and they go, "See, the economy's not that good." Look, a record unemployment. You know, I mean,
yeah.
the job creation, look at the growth of the economy. Well, the only way you get rid of the deficit, to get rid of the debt is to grow the economy. So it's just like, okay, whatever. But my point is this. They're the ones that look bad. They're the ones that are, it's so obvious they don't want him to succeed. And they know if he does, they're done forever.
Yeah.
Game over. The swamp is toast. He destroys them. So I love it. I love it that they're that petty and that Nancy Pelosi's questioning his manhood and talking about tinkling and you know, all the silliness of Chuck Schumer dissing North Dakota. And, you know, I mean, really? You think you're going to win people over by dissing North Dakota and Indiana? You think that's the way to go? Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. So doesn't that give you any, you know, doesn't that chip away at some of your anger and your concern to know that we're winning?
Yeah, we are, but it's still frustrating. And you know what worries me about what you just said is that, you know, the little feminine millennial that can't start a lawnmower that is so weak-minded, that's what I'm worried about, is because they don't know about that. if they do watch the news, the only news they're going to watch is the popular one, which, you know, in all fairness, CNN may not be that, they may not have the ratings, but when you think of a news channel, you either think of CNN or Fox, and, you know, that worries me a little bit.
No, it should. And Josh, by the way, thank you for your kind comments about listening to our stations and the show. And I mean, that's very much appreciated. I think it's important. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's been doing this for a long time. I mean, they've been at this a long, long time, right? And so this is necessary, and we can continue to do what we do to fight the rest of the media and taking this on and exposing what they do, if in fact you're listening and you're there. So we do definitely appreciate that. No question about it. I would just say that I think that, you know, the media, I'm totally with you. It's corrupt. It's absolutely corrupt. There's no doubt about it, but we know that. And Donald Trump is doing something about it. He's destroying their credibility. He's pointing this out. Nobody's ever done that before. So I think there's way more positive. The glass is definitely half full, but if you get a little frustrated, call us again because we enjoyed the chat. More after this. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. December is the month of giving, and we want to give you an opportunity to win one of several prizes to be given away in celebration of the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. Enter to win a weekend ice fishing trip to Devil's Lake, an otter ice shelter, and lots more courtesy of our friends at Outdoor Bound TV. Simply register by going online to pizzacornerpizza.com. Give it as a really nice present, or just give it to yourself and have the happiest Christmas ever. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What in the world is that?
Christmas music. There you go. How do we know it's Christmas? Well, there are many, 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 many signs, right?
Okay, now it kicks in. There we go.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What, do you start songs like 30 minutes in, Todd?
Yeah, Todd does, yeah. He finds that first post.
Give me the meat of it right away.
Give me the goods.
All right, I got a challenge for you two.
Okay, before you do that, though, what do you want for Christmas? I know what I don't want.
Uh-oh.
More sugar. I can't even take it. It's like everywhere.
Wait a minute,
didn't
you just open a can or something?
Well, that was a diet soda. It has no sugar in it.
That's much better for you.
Some cancer-inducing sweetener in it. I'm just saying, okay, in our break room here, we have looks like a flying saucer size. A thing of Widman's chocolates. Have you had the tippers before, Todd?
My God, yes. Yum.
And they got the caramels, and they got everything in there. I couldn't go in there and not have a piece yesterday.
That's enough.
I know. I should have had him around telling me that's stop, Scott. You're done, for crying out loud. But I do have to say
and it's like
you.
Ladies, nobody can eat just one, right?
Yeah.
I do have to say thank you to our friends from Chose Investments. Who did that? Our landlord here in the new studio. This is the Fargo studio now, Illinois 29, is Chose Investments. And for 4 decades.
I do need to stop in there.
You do, because you can't even believe all the goodies. But anyway, thanks to the gang at Chose. And they have brought plans to life, made dreams come true for delivering a lot more than chocolates. Expertise and service to folks. Leasing office space, buying or selling land, developing office buildings. They know properties. They know the market. When you look to the future, look to ChoseInvestments.com. KJOS, ChoseInvestments.com. So,
I thought those were your new call letters when I saw that on the building there.
Yeah, that's an idea, too. We got candy and
WOIM and KJOS.
You wanted to ask us something. What are you going to ask us before we go back to calls?
First person who can name this artist.
Myron Florin?
No.
I don't know.
Johnny, what's his name? What's the other famous polka guy?
He's not a polka guy.
Dropkick Murphys. Irish Rovers.
Nope.
Must be
Santa. Hmm. Still don't have it, huh?
No, who is it?
Bob Dylan.
That's Bob Dylan?
Wow.
Hey, get a little bit of that in there if you listen real close.
Must be Santa Claus.
Must be Santa. Yeah, very interesting. Very, very interesting. All right, back to the calls here at 800-228-0550. What's the name of the show again? I just forgot it.
What is on your mind?
What is on your mind?
What Christmas song is that?
That's it. No kidding. Wow. Karen, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Karen?
It is, I think. You're Karen, I'm Scott.
Okay, I didn't hear you say Karen. Merry Christmas. What is your new Fargo address?
2852 Thunder Road.
Wow. So, I am really happy that the Farm Bill passed both of the houses. And it's like an extra Christmas gift that got done in December.
What do you like most about it, Karen?
Well, I haven't heard a lot of details yet, but everything that I've heard sounds good.
Well, it's much the same as previous farm bills, but, you know, as Senator Hoeven told us earlier this week, one of the big fights they have every year is on the crop insurance program. Which,
right, and that's what I'm happiest about.
Yeah, and that remained. They won that battle, and then also, obviously the sugar program is important for the Red River Valley, so they battle on that. The farm bill is largely how much are we going to give in the way of a safety net for the poorest among us from these nutrition programs, right, SNAP programs, food stamps, basically. And you need to do a lot of that with very few strings in order to get people who don't live in farm country to vote for something, and then so farm country has to go say, this is important to me, and of course, if you have a big corn constituency or a big cotton constituency, then all that plays in. So it's kind of a mangled mess. I think the best idea was one a while ago to separate the farm programs from the SNAP program. It didn't happen, so you could just debate what it's for. What I really weep about This is what I get mad about. People in cities should be kissing farmers on the lips. You know what I'm saying? And saying, thank you very much. Well, or the cheek. I mean, whatever. A big bear hug.
Yeah,
you know, whatever,
I mean,
whatever you're comfortable with.
If you walk up to a farmer and kiss him on the lips, Scott, you better know who you're...
They don't understand that. So we don't have to go through this fight until 5 years from now, so I'm happy.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good one to be happy about. Merry Christmas. It's your Christmas present early, Karen, okay?
I'm grateful.
Nice to chat with you. Appreciate that very much. John in Minot, next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a, I was listening to Buck Sexton last night, and he had a congressman from Texas on there, and he said they could build his wall by, I don't know, with 50-51 votes from the Senate. And he said how to do it, but I don't remember how. And Buck,
yeah, I know. I think what he's talking about, I don't know for John, for sure, John, but I, you know, what the president talked about in that meeting was, I need 60 votes in the Senate, and that's because somebody can filibuster it. So I think what he's saying is, this is national security, so we're going to say you can't filibuster it, just like you couldn't, you know, a judicial nomination for Judge Kavanaugh. A rule change the Democrats put forward on Kavanaugh, on the justices. So they had to then live with it when Republicans were doing it. In other words, it doesn't take 60 to get a judge. It takes 50. I'm guessing that's what Buck is talking about. Is Buck Sexton on KFIR now, Todd? See,
he
one
is
year
on 9
year,
to midnight.
9
right,
to midnight.
On your station.
On 550 KFIR. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, he is a longtime fill-in for Rush Limbaugh. He's out of Milwaukee, isn't he? But he's a talented host. Didn't he used to be like a CIA agent or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. But he's not Milwaukee. There's another fill-in from Milwaukee that I can't remember.
But he had a way to go about it without saying it was a national security deal. I don't know how he did it, but something to do with this bill that's in now. All he had to do was extend it and do something else. And he said they could do it. Buck says, well, why don't they do it then? And this congressman said that the leading Republicans don't want that wall.
The leading Republicans don't want that wall.
Right.
I wonder who that is.
He didn't mention any names, but
yeah, I think
one reason they're after all is people that are working for Trump is they're trying to scare future people off from ever working for a Republican administration again.
Interesting points. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. You tell us what's on your mind. More after this. Super Talk next hour.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into. So they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to interofficend.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is reportedly telling people close to him that he is getting more and more worried about the possibility of being impeached. An NBC News report says a number of people claim the president's fears are rising as the consequences of federal investigations of his associates start to sink in. The president reportedly also worried about congressional investigations after Democrats take control of the U.S. House next year.
He's fighting for America and American people. every day.
In a Fox interview with Sean Hannity, that's First Lady Melania Trump, saying she believes in what her husband is doing in the White House and doesn't listen to his detractors.
He wants to govern the right way, and sometimes it's tough because you could see that media wants to bash and focus on negativity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkle is the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check cpsc.gov for recalls.
Now you're talking.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Is it ever?
Everywhere you go.
Has anybody before or since had that sound?
Take a look in the no, I was just singing that.
Just that. Just
listening once again.
Listen to that.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
The master.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Especially if you live in North Carolina.
Probably Michael Bublé would come the closest, right? He's got a great voice, but wow.
Think they're playing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas in North Carolina where they got over a foot?
No.
Ugly.
The nightmare of Christmas down there.
Exactly.
Talk to mineral owners for a moment. Thank you, first of all, for helping to fuel the energy independence of America and provide the national security you have with your minerals, your oil. So thank you for that. And if you would like to organize, audit, track the income for your interests on an affordable, easy-to-use platform, I have just the solution for you. And people are raving about this. They are raving about it. They can't believe the technology, the things that it does. There have been, you know, ways to do this in the past, but not with an app that does everything like this. Most importantly, anticipating what your royalty income should be. Okay, that well should perform at this level in this month, that month, you know, and on you go. It's the only mineral management software that allows you to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance in this proprietary Bakken-specific reservoir model. That they're petroleum engineers. That's who's doing this. It's not a couple of guys in their basement doing code. This is petroleum engineers. 1 month free trial if you tell them Scott sent you. 1 month free trial and you'll see it for yourself. So take control of your minerals using Mineral Tracker. MineralTracker.com. Email them at info@MineralTracker.com. info@MineralTracker.com. Jerry is next on What's on Your Mind. Jerry, go ahead. Tell us.
Hello?
Yes, Jerry.
Yeah, say, I listen to your show every day. I'm in Delaware. I'm a transplanted North Dakotan. But fortunately, I'm in Lower Delaware, which is the conservative part of the state. Anything from Wilmington North is a insane zoo. Might as well be considered a suburb of Philadelphia.
I see. Not pretty.
Anyway, I was just calling in regard to that gentleman that called about Buck Sexton's show. The congressman that he had on was Louis Gohmert from Texas. And what Louis, I believe, was talking about, to be able to pass the wall, a bill on the wall in the Senate, was to reverse the crappy deal that the Democrats did with Obamacare by making it a revenue reconciliation bill, then it could be passed with 50 votes in the Senate. And that's what they did with Obamacare. And how poetic justice it would be if we could turn around and give them the same thing with the wall.
Yeah, wouldn't it, though? I love it. I hope they have to find a way. We just can't talk about it anymore. We've got to find a way, period. You know,
yeah.
And I like our chances only because of how ridiculous the argument is. I mean, you have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in a meeting that is supposed to be negotiating. Kevin, do you have that little clip of them outside kind of recapping the meeting and talking about, you know, what kind of, was it productive or not in the meeting? Listen to the two arguments from these people, Jerry.
Just a minute, we'll bring it up.
And tell me if you think this is a winning argument, that this is what is going to convince Democrats and, you know, voters and public opinion and win the day against the President of the United States on whether or not we ought to build a wall, whether or not we ought to build a wall.
Wait a minute.
Kevin's still trying to pull it up, but, you know, they don't have an argument, is my point,
well,
Jerry.
Could I say something?
Of course.
I don't think you can rationalize with those people because, honestly, underneath all the facade, they're globalists. And they're still thinking of this one world thing. So all of that's why our Constitution is just a piece of paper to wad up and throw in the garbage can. None of this stuff matters to them because they're on a righteous campaign to unite the entire world and have a one world government. And that would solve all the problems, and we'd be in nirvana. That is what they're looking for. They're looking for nirvana, and they think that that is a way to do it. And they completely ignore the lessons of history. They ignore rational arguments. They're strictly on emotion, and they're strictly globalists.
I have to say, I don't think they're seeking nirvana and that it'll be fine, it'll be great, don't worry about it. I think they're seeking more voters. I think the idea of actually stopping the traffic of illegal immigration to any, you know, extent, and by the way, it has done very, very well. The president pointed this out. I think I have this on my Facebook page. The stats on the wall sector and where it's been, and it's done well. Now, they don't want to admit that. They like to dance around that. Listen to what they said, and I want you to comment on this argument if you think this will be successful. Roll that.
Okay.
I will just say this. You want to know if it was more productive behind the scenes. I hear some of the reporters saying, Fox reporters saying, why did we not want transparency in this discussion? We didn't want to contradict the president when he was putting forth figures that had no reality to them, no basis in fact. We have to, if we're going to proceed in all of this, have evidence-based, factual, truthful information about what works and what doesn't.
Okay, now, so first of all, she's out there after the meeting saying, well, the reason we didn't want the meeting in public is because we didn't want to embarrass him with actual factual evidence. Okay, actual factual evidence. We didn't want to embarrass him with him. Meanwhile, it's okay for her to go out in front of the White House and say, he's a Yahoo, and he doesn't have, you know, give me a break. As if they're ever afraid to show him up on anything. I mean, that was the dumbest excuse ever. But what was this factual basis for evidence? Let's listen to Chucky Schumer. What did he give in the way of an argument on the wall?
He said things are working quite well. Well, we want to give him the same thing he had last year. If they're working well last year, they should work well this year. He shouldn't shut down the government. Thank you, everybody.
All right, we didn't get all of that. But what he was saying is that the president is talking about how well things are working at the border. So we'll give him what we gave him last year, and everything's fine. Now, if you're some potted plant sitting in front of your television and you hear that clip, you go, well, maybe he's right. If it worked well last year, why not just do the same thing? The president didn't say the whole border was performing as we would like it. The president said where we have a wall, illegal immigration is down. The president's argument makes the point for the wall, and these people are that deceitful that they go out and say what they just said. That is absolutely ridiculous. It has nothing to do with anything. I don't think that argument works. I think it proves how weak their position is, Jerry.
Well, if, without a doubt, the mindset that you and I are in, and most people, and I don't like to call myself a conservative anymore. I'd rather refer to us as pragmatists. And we look at it and say, well, the problem here is we've got no respect to the borders. We don't have a sovereign nation. And the way to solve it is to start controlling that. And so I would definitely not be impressed by what they're saying. But again, as I say, these people are not operating in a logical sphere. They're strictly on emotions, and they strictly are believing in this one-world type situation.
We are honored that you in Delaware are choosing to listen to this program, given your North Dakota connections. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it very much, okay?
Yeah, I listen on the iHeartRadio app on my telephone. So
fantastic. Great way to do it.
Yep. Okay. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank you very much, Jerry in Delaware, but a North Dakotan. 800-228-0550. Let me get to some texts here. I agree with your last caller 100%. It's hard to listen to anything else. That was a caller from a segment or two ago talking about the only way he can remain functioning and not have his anger overcome is by listening to us. Isn't that nice? Another texture.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Another texture of all the harebrained things. Ask that swamp rat what she would say if someone said there's just no question that she was colluding to help Trump get elected. It's ridiculous, but they think saying it makes it true.
What a stupid question that is.
Yeah. I agree with you, Mr. President. 100%. Scott, the Dems are not toast. They snuck into the House. They want massive open borders because that opens up new voters. It'll happen. The Democrats will turn public opinion enough to have the illegals vote. It's coming, Scott. Maybe not in our lifetime, but it's on its way.
Washington's gift to talk radio, making sure the Democrats have the House. We have plenty of sound bites for the next 2 years.
Carrington listener says, we keep hearing that there are Republicans who don't want the wall. They need to hold a vote in both houses so the voting public knows who's who, so they can be held responsible. Israel just said in 2018 they've had no incursions over their wall. The wall works. By the way, it's a North Dakota design. Fisher Industries, Dickinson, North Dakota. One of the finalists. The man from Delaware is right, says another. City people may not understand ag issues, but there exists one simple fact. Without customers called dumb city people, there would be no need for ag products and surpluses. I don't know if I am grasping the full potential there, but you're right. I mean, anybody in a city. I'm just saying we're related to farming, agriculture, ranching. You grow something, you raise something. You deserve my unending gratitude because without you, I don't live. You don't grow wheat. You don't raise cattle. I don't live. And unfortunately, most of the folks in the city think, let's go to the grocery store and get it. You know, I can find all the grain and all the beef I need. Right there, just, you know, walk down the aisle. Where does it come from? That's why that one's so important. Back to our farm bill call. More after this, 258-0550. Get a call in. Trooper Talk coming too.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We wanted to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Jamestown Ryland Theater at 7:30 Tuesday, December 18th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Medora.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, well, there we go.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Yeah, yeah, run, Rudolph, run, but be careful. Questions about whether or not Rudolph is politically correct these days, you know, and whether Santa mistreated him and that whole thing, and you know,
we should be feeling sorry for Rudolph.
Yeah,
and certainly the kid that became the dentist. Although, and if you'll stay to the end of the show, you realize not only did he become a dentist, but he helped out Santa, and then Santa no longer had to go down to Canada to get his teeth worked on.
Yeah. Exactly right.
They never had to put up with Winnipeg dentists. I think they finally did that because the whole Canadian health plan, they were just tired of it and just figured, you know, fine. Go ahead, become a dentist.
Yeah. You know, you think about, for instance, go back to the first Americans. Go back what it took here. I mean, Columbus, right? The Native Americans. all the people that had to live off the land, right, long before there was any, United States of America. Then, of course, what we did, and then the folks that came and settled here and were welcome here. All it took to build this country, all it took to do all the wonderful things we've done in the United States of America. And now we are to a point where we have to literally say, I don't know, baby, it's cold outside. Oh, that's bad. I mean, oh, that's not bad. The softness, for lack of a better term, lack of any kind of common sense just scares the death out of me with all this stupidity and politically correct nonsense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Imagine today's world trying to live in a 1700s winter in North Dakota. Or Dakota territory, if you will.
They did it, and it's called character. It's called character, okay?
I don't know if we have that anymore.
I don't have a lot of common sense, I'll tell you. And it does worry me. Let's talk about Christmas. That's a better topic. Christmas would be better if what? Maybe a little more jing-jing in your pocket? My friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future want to put a nice big fat check in your pocket, pay your entire December electricity bill. All you need to do is snap a photo of your Christmas lights. How do they look? Get in the competition. You're not done yet. Get it done quick because you want to be in this competition. Okay? All the details at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, and you send your emails to SecureEnergyFuture@gmail.com. The one and only Jim the Flagpole Guy is with us here today on What's on Your Mind. We love our conversations with Jim, a true patriot, a veteran, and a man giving individuals, families, companies the wonderful opportunity to celebrate this great country by flying a U.S.-made flag and flagpole. The tyranny assault vehicle. The tyranny assault vehicle is ready to go wherever you are. All you got to do is call Jim. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, Scott. Thanks. And actually, what a beautiful day it is today, coming to you from Rapid City, South Dakota, where a big special thank you to Black Hills Federal Credit Union and the Lamakia Group. They're putting up a couple of new facilities, and they asked me to come down and install four flagpoles for them. And just very grateful. You know, you say, you know, Americans, they help them install their flagpoles. But, you know, they give me so much more back because I get to see the joy in their faces. They all put a flagpole up for a special reason, whether it be veteran status or maybe somebody who passed away in a war or even in honor of their parents, you know, in different situations. When I install a flagpole and they come out and they just have this glow about them, it's the same glow, doesn't matter who it is. And they're proud. They're just very happy and joyful. And 'tis the season to be joyful. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you so much for everybody's participation in the American dream. And what a better way to show someone you love them by offering them a flagpole for Christmas, Scott.
Exactly. Tap into that joy that you'll feel when it goes up and the conversation with the Jim, I've talked to so many people listening to this program that have put in a flagpole that talk as much about the time with Jim putting the flagpole up and the experience and getting to know him and chit-chatting back and forth as they do about the actual flagpole itself. So you're going to be proud of the final product, and we've been encouraging folks, great Christmas gift would be to say, here's a flag to honor a family member, especially a veteran. You know, I mean, if you got veterans in your family, imagine you find some property, put up a little, marker and all their names, and Jim puts up a flagpole and you light it up. Oh my gosh, could you do some good? It could spread everywhere. So give Jim a call. He'll help you figure it all out. 571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Scott. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless America. God bless you, Scott. Good day.
Same to you, sir. Dana and Judd. Wanted to respond to a call from a couple of days ago. Quickly, I don't have a lot of time, Dan, unfortunately, but lay it on me. Tell me what you can.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Last week, you had a guy that came on the show. His name was Sly from Fargo, and it was LPP Gas Company, I believe. And he said that they could build on-site to capture the gas that's being flared out. Could you possibly get him on your show and have a representative there, too, and have him explain that to us and see if we can help him do it.
You know, it must be one of the guest hosts when I was gone to D.C. with our listeners. We'll definitely check it out, Dana. And happy to have him on. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Trooper Talk coming up, and we'll tell you about our trip to Fedora.
We
want to
know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're taking a look around the showroom. Of course, the saunas, of course, the hot tubs, but a whole lot of fun on these game tables, too, right?
Yeah, it's a great holiday gift, but it's also a great thing to add to your family throughout the year. And we have everything. You know, we have billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, air hockey, foosball, table tennis. We just brought in a container of video games, the arcade classics, where they have up to 60 games in one. Just great, great holiday gifts. We're doing combo packaging to make it easy to get a family Christmas present this year.
Your favorite team can go right on either the shuffleboard or the pool table as well. It's a great way to go. And if you didn't do so well on a deer this year, you got the big bucks. Right there, you get the big buck, do it on the video game. If you didn't get one in real life, get one there. We're with Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Come on in, check out the game tables. They have them. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.